You cannot understand Santo Domingo without its saint, Francisco Suarez, the cathedral's abbot told me. In his lifetime, the saint helped to build bridges, roads, and shelter for pilgrims traveling to the tomb of St. James in Santiago de Compostela, about 300 miles west. Santo Domingo is patron saint of Spain's civil engineers. Work on Santo Domingo's cathedral began in the 12th century, and the town has been a stopping point for pilgrims ever since. Today, much of the local economy revolves around the dozen hostels and hotels that offer hundreds of rooms to pilgrims. Such towns are not used to tragedy. In normal times, the most dramatic events that local reporter Javier Albo, a one-man newsroom, covers are minor car crashes. Skimming through La Rioja's local pages from March and April 2019, the most noteworthy stories concerned a modest swarm of bees and a few complaints about a plague of pigeons invading the town. During the strictest phase of lockdown, residents of Santo Domingo tried to keep up their spirits. The police began driving around town in the evening and stopping every few blocks to blast music from their loud hailers and exchange applause with people on balconies. This ritual was briefly suspended after complaints that it was unsuitable at a time of tragedy, but soon it started up again. People loved the shows, which filled the emptiness with noise and coloured lights. Eventually, it turned into a caravan of municipal police cars, ambulances, civil protection and street cleaning vehicles, which set out at 8 p.m. and drove around for 2 hours with sirens blaring and loud music mangled by tinny speakers. Like any party, the music depended on who took control of the sound system. Some days it was corny Spanish pop or children's tunes, other days it was AC/DC,